Hey everybody, thanks for joining me again. This is the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 38. I am Chris, welcome back. And this episode is about the Second Amendment. And, you know, it's been 37 episodes I haven't done, haven't mentioned the Second Amendment. I don't know if I have or not, but I think it's important to talk about it. And look, we Republicans, we are the ones who know our history. The Democrats don't know anything about history. They're complete idiots. They don't know anything except what CNN and MSNBC tells them. We are the ones who know our history. And we know why the Second Amendment was put in to the Bill of Rights. Now, it's not about hunting. It's not even about self-defense. But I'm going to talk about self-defense because I think it's definitely a part of the conversation that has to happen, because self-defense is, if America is a place based on natural rights, life, liberty, and property, then you must be able to defend those rights and protect those rights everywhere. Because if not, then you don't have those rights. It's as simple as that. If you have to call somebody to come and protect you, like the old saying goes, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. You know, if you have to go call somebody in order to protect you, then you don't own yourself. You don't have self-ownership. You don't have those rights, life, liberty, property. You simply don't have them. If I can violate your rights right now, and there's nothing you can do about it except call the government and have some, hopefully, hope the government comes and saves you, well, then you're not really free. You are not, and you do not own yourself. I own you, or the police own you. You don't own you. You don't own yourself. So I think that's so self-defense is a critical part of the basic rights that we all take, that we all cherish in America. But that's not why the Second Amendment was put into the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is about revolting against government. I mean, that's the main part of it. It's also about the defense of a state against the federal government or against foreign enemies. I think if you read what the Founding Fathers wrote about the Second Amendment, you start to understand that they understood that the greatest threat to human liberty throughout history has always been government, and whether it's a foreign government or your own government, it's always been government. And so the ultimate check on that power is an armed citizenry. And that is why, look, the American Revolution was a revolution against government. It was the colonies were governed by the King of England and his government, the English government. And the American Revolution was a revolution against that government. And the Founding Fathers wanted to make sure that the people of the United States always retained in perpetuity the ability to revolt against their government, just like they had done. And I know that Democrats think this is crazy. What? You are crazy revolting against the government. The Democrats think that we're at the end of history. They think history's over. They think that all the horrors and atrocities of the past will never happen again. None of that could ever happen again. We're at the end of history. And they're just stupid people. They're just unbelievably dumb. And look, we have to be the voice of reason. We have to be the voice of history, to teach them history, to explain to them that no, it's not. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's not even about self-defense, defending yourself against criminals. It's about retaining, it's about the American people retaining the power literally the firepower to rise up and take and get rid of our government and kill our federal government. Just rise up and kill everybody in the federal government and institute a new government. That's the point of the Second Amendment. And anybody who doesn't understand that, doesn't understand history, doesn't understand the Founding Fathers, doesn't understand the entire point of the American Revolution. I think that we see in today's America, we see that the Democrat Party is the party of government. They are the party of, they are the statists. They are the party that they worship government. Government can do no wrong. So to them, the idea of revolting against the government is, why would you ever want to revolt against the government? They're so smart and wonderful and nice and, well, they know what's best for us. And it's really a religion, and to them, and but they can't see into the future. They don't know. They can't see that how giving people total power, absolute power over you, can backfire. They can't even imagine it. They can't even envision the idea that power could backfire, even though the Democrats routinely, just spent a year essentially revolting against the police, who have a monopoly on power and violence on our streets, right? Well, they didn't like that, but they completely throw that logic right out the window when it comes to the federal government. They want the federal government to have total control and total power, and they want the American people need to give all their guns away and submit to the beneficence of the benevolence of the federal government. They're such dumb people. Democrats are so dumb. They just don't even think that could ever go wrong. What could go wrong? We'll give all our guns to the government. We'll give up all our guns. We'll give them all the power over us to tell us everything they want us to do. And what could go wrong? History, maybe you want to study some history and look at some examples of where that went horribly wrong. But see, they don't because they're government worshipers. It's a religion to them. So if they go back in time and think about all these examples and look at all these examples of where government power was abused and undermines their religion, which is government worship. So they don't do it. They don't talk about it. They ignore it. They've got their head in the sand. But we as Republicans, we have to point this out to the Democrats. We need to explain to them that you, Democrats, you are the ones with your heads in the sand. Do not give these people in government 100% absolute power over you. Because the potential, there is a potential for them to abuse that power. And once you give them all that power, if they abuse it, you have no recourse. You can't do anything about it. Because they will have all the guns. You'll have nothing. You'll have no power at all. And see, a lot of Democrats cheer that on, though. They love that idea. They don't want the average American to have any power. They believe that the average American is stupid, is a peasant, is a child that needs to be told what to do. The average American citizen is dumb and, oh, you need to be told what to do and ordered around, and because the people in government are so much smarter and better than you. And so we need to just point out their how that could possibly go wrong. And point out the lessons of history, which is pretty much all of history, from the Romans throwing Christians to the lions to Pol Pot in Cambodia to the Soviets and the Chinese and you name it, the Armenian genocide, you name it. It just goes on. The Holocaust, it goes on and on. Governments murdering their people by the millions, or murdering other people in other countries. So history is full of examples of governments abusing their power, and we shouldn't ignore that. And we need to be constantly vigilant, constantly on guard, and the best way, the most important, most essential way to check that power is for the American people to be armed, and I mean well armed, not just armed with shotguns and single shot rifles. I'm talking about semi-automatic handguns. I'm talking about AR-15s, AK-47s, 30-round magazines. So I encourage everybody to go out and get as many guns as you can afford, learn how to use them safely, store them safely so that your kids can't get their hands on them, and so that your young kids can't get their hands on them, and talk to your Democrat friends and try to make them understand that the violence that we do see violence in our society, but a lot of the violence that we see is low scale violence compared to the massive scale violence that governments are capable of if they have absolute power. Luckily here in America, we haven't experienced that. We haven't experienced wholesale government slaughter, but they have throughout history. History is full of governments slaughtering their people. And America was designed as a place where that could never happen because the people are armed, well armed. So that's my thoughts on the Second Amendment, some of them anyway. Starting to rain, so I'm going to cut it short there. That's episode 38. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes, and thank you I'm getting a lot of downloads on Spotify, so thanks for Spotify, and you can check me out there, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.